Today's Bible verse is Romans 13:8. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The book of Romans is a great book to grasp how the spiritual side of life fits into real life. We start off chapter 13 to talk about authorities. When we see political debates, it's hard to imagine that God is still in control, but He is. As a sovereign God, He's in charge of everything that happens, even in politics. We can vote for our favorite candidate, but we must accept who God puts in charge. We do our best to respect them and keep our mindset on eternal things. In verse 6, we talk about taxes. We should pay what we owe in taxes, revenue, respect, and honor. I love how Paul takes money and reminds us that paying for something comes out of our respect for the system, for the people, and for God. As business owners, we should respect our employees and show them honor. We do so by our words, by our actions, and the way we pay them. As far as taxes, God wants us to pay what we owe, but that does not mean we have to overpay. Be wise in the way you treat money as well as the way you treat people. The only debt that should remain outstanding is that of love. This is not about being in debt, it's about remaining in debt. Pay what you should pay and continue to show love to all the people who surround you each and every day. Love your neighbor is a phrase that ends this section. We must realize that our noisy neighbor next door deserves just as much love as the neighbors we like. The people we work with are our neighbors. Our employees are neighbors. Our vendors are our neighbors. They deserve respect, honor, and love. As we finish out this chapter, Paul talks about the way we live. As business owners, we know that people look to us as an example, especially when they know we are Christians. Paul reminds us what it's like to work in the world of darkness. Then he tells us to put on the armor of light. We should clothe ourselves with Christ and not focus on how to gratify the desires of the flesh. The masses are drawn to the flesh and flashy riches. They love to see Lamborghinis, yachts, and Rolls of Benjamins, yet what do those really represent? It discounts people to serve money rather than money serving people. It doesn't show how much we care for others. It does not show how important people are to God. In our business, let's step up and highlight people. We can show them the love that God has created for them. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt of love for one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. Romans 13:8. Thanks for listening to Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.